This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Delaney, welcome to the show. If you're a first-timer, high five, fist bump, whatever you feel comfortable with. 6 feet apart, it's fine with me. And for the regulars, yo-yo, thanks so much for hanging, as always, as we continue to roll through. All right, the deal with Shark Week, so you're not lost in that opening salvo, is I said I was so disappointed in Shark Week that it was sophomoric, the humor was ridiculous, and it made no sense, and it wasn't funny. Clever humor, wrapping that into Shark Week, I get it. There's a lot you could do with it. But maybe they ran out of jokes. I'm not sure. Finally, I'm starting to see a few episodes that make sense to me. There was discussion about Galveston and shark attacks and what happened and how could the beaches of Galveston suddenly become shark infested. So there's conversation about what it is that attracts sharks, electric eels, and there was a helicopter crash, and all kinds of interesting little tidbits about why Galveston Island became a feasting ground one year and what it was that led to that. And then I learned some more about, you know, conservation with sharks and besides the shark attacks and in Galveston, and I saw one that was just terrible in 2008. The shark bite was so deep. A man, it looked like a black-tipped shark. It looked like his whole leg was going to come off, and it was right. It looked like his leg was going to come off, but it was right by his ankle, and it was that nasty. And then there was the in 2015, a 13-year-old boy who was bitten by a shark. Same thing. It, you know, bitten on the foot, and it looked just horrible in seeing some of the pictures and some of the video of it, and the fact that he had two tendons on his left hand that were torn, and he had a small fracture in his right hand while trying to get the shark off of him. He was injured and he survived, but what a scary thing that would be to have happen to you. And shark bites are still very, very uncommon on Galveston Island, which is about an hour outside of Houston. So there, I said it. Shark Week is winning me back a little bit. You know, I've been watching it for a long time. It's on the Discovery Channel, and I'm fascinated by what's underwater. I used to scuba dive a little bit. I say a little bit because once I saw sharks in the kelp bed when I lived in California with a very freezing cold water of the Pacific, I thought, yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else really to prove to anyone by doing this whole diving thing, and I could do it for fun in warm water when I'm on vacation somewhere and I know how to do it, so I'm good. I'm all good. All right, speaking of not being good, what are they doing in Los Angeles? Are you kidding me? Now Los Angeles County is requiring masks indoors again starting on Saturday night because they're saying there's a substantial spread. That's the category that they're in. It's just come see, come saw. And people, I think people are not going to pay attention to it. You know, everything is on the table, they say, if it gets worse. In fact, they said the next level is high transmission. And if it's high transmission, it's going to be shut down again. Why are they doing this? Because they say the most recent, they being the doctors, the hospitals, the numbers that are being crunched, that LA's most recent numbers are showing that the Los Angeles County, the case rate per 100,000 people is now 7.1. So that's called substantial, according to the CDC. Boy, Governor Gavin Newsom has to hate this. He has to hate this because people are furious with him for some of the handling of closing businesses and then opening them and closing them and doing all of that during the pandemic, and how the economy crashed and how many people lost jobs and how many people put it in his lap and blamed him for what happened, and especially when he told everyone to mask up. And then he was at a party where everybody was unmasked. And, of course, that went viral. So while the recall election will happen sooner rather than later, because that's there, it's on the table, now there is what's happening in Los Angeles County and the fact that the cases have shot up. And they're saying, here's the sequel, baby. This is Hollywood, and we're doing it again. And this is something people hate. I mean, absolutely hate. All right, so speaking of California, I'm going to stick here for a quick second, because California approved the nation's first state-funded guaranteed income program. What does that mean? That means out of Sacramento, which, of course, is their capital, the lawmakers decided that there would be $35 million for monthly cash payments to qualifying pregnant people. And that's what they said, pregnant people, which I would think pregnant women, pregnant people and young adults who recently left foster care with no restrictions on how they spend it. So the vote was 36 zip in the Senate, 64 zip, 64 nothing. And the Assembly, bipartisan support for an idea that's gaining momentum across the country. This is why I bring it up. Dozens of local programs have started to spring up, including some that have been privately funded, making it easier to sell the public on the idea of this, on the idea of doing this. So the vote came on the same day millions of parents began getting their first monthly payments under a temporary expansion of the federal child tax credit, which is also kind of a little bit of a guaranteed income. So this is moving fast, but will it be approved where you live? Guaranteed income programs go back to the 18th century. Did you know that? The U.S. government even experimented with them in the 60s and 70s during the Nixon administration before they became obsolete. They fell out of favor. But it's making a comeback because programs were announced where many of you are listening to the show right now. New Orleans, Oakland, California, Tacoma, Washington, Gainesville, Florida, and I just mentioned Los Angeles. So that plan would give $1,000 per month to 2,000 families. And the target is pregnant people and young adults aged out of the foster care system so they can transition to their own life. Interesting. Moving from that to the condo collapse, because you really need to have the end of this tied up. And, you know, the 911 calls that were released, I debated airing one or two of them on the show, and I thought, why do you need to hear this? It's horrible, because people are asking for help, people that haven't died yet, who are buried, who are freaked out because things are moving, or they're concerned about what they just saw, having talked to a friend that was in part of the building that fell apart. So 92 victims in the collapse have been identified. 92 families have been notified. 97 bodies total have been recovered from the building collapse. That is great work by all of those crews that spent countless hours at this condo just outside of Miami. Mailbag next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sending me your thoughts every single day. We're just overwhelmed with email, seriously. You can also add your voice to the pile, k2katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to start with this one. This one is from Al, who is listening to us in Arizona. In fact, he was listening to us on KVOI, and he says, hey, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not because you're always so up on the weather. Did you see about the flash flooding that has really hit parts of Arizona? And in fact, one person died, one rafter actually died in the Grand Canyon. I just was remembering how much you talk about different crazy things that catch you off guard, especially when it comes to the wall of water that can happen. And I actually had a daughter who was there not too long ago. I was definitely happy that she wasn't there at this particular time, because it certainly looked like it was nasty in the area. Yeah, the whole Southwest, and thanks for that, Al, and thanks for listening. The whole Southwest, of course, absolutely praying, doing the rain dance, doing whatever, trying to get some water after some really not great monsoon activity. You know, people used to talk about the monsoons, but lately, oh, it's a whole different story. In Tucson, a fire department water team rescued a father and his 2 daughters from the roof of their car after they drove into a dry wash and got stranded in the floodwaters. They were shocked. So what they're telling people is be patient, especially in the desert, because the water comes up quickly, but then it goes away quickly. In Flagstaff, the floodwaters just slamming the communities there, right in the middle of adding insult to injury. the mountain that burned in 2019 and those neighborhoods nearby it. So you had one car that was floating down a city street that I think went viral because somebody sent me a shot of it. So I know it did. And you had some people that were somewhat prepared for a major flood because they had the sandbags out. They already had them out and concrete barriers to redirect water. And still a lot of people had to dig out, too. So National Weather Service is saying, look out. There is the chance of flash flooding. And when you think you're safe, think again. And I like the idea that, hey, it's the desert. So you wait and then you're okay, right? You don't try to beat the water because you're not going to beat the water. In the case of the Colorado river rafting trip in the Grand Canyon, you know, that's unfortunate because you had two commercial rafts with 30 people that pulled off the river to get out of it, right? Because the water rushed through a slot canyon and washed away that camp. And initially, they thought two people had been swept into the river, and then they launched a search, and you know, by ground and water and air to find them. And one was found at a camp the group had abandoned to look for a safer place to sleep. The other was found dead in the water to the camp that flooded. And oh, that's an awful, awful thing to happen. I mean, that's heartbreaking for any of those rangers. Anybody that's part of that outfitter group that took the people down, you know, there were rafters that were hurt. You know, seven passengers had to be airlifted out of the canyon. To what Al was really saying in the beginning, happy that his daughter wasn't there during this. But you think about the Colorado and the amount of water that could just fly down those slotted areas. And it's, you know, where were the raft guys? Were they unaware of it, or the guides, or, you know, how did that all come to be? But, unfortunately, just a terrible thing. You know, when you do the rafting deal anyway, there's always that chance of the flip if you hit something wrong, or depending on what's happening with the boat. And they usually, you go through this whole thing of how you should float if you get thrown out of the boat. And I mean, I used to whitewater raft a little bit. I did probably 10 different trips, and at one, I can imagine with flash flooding would have made me think of it, what it would be like, because I can remember one trip. There was a friend from New York that was in the boat, and this was in New Mexico at the Taos Box, and He thought he was knew everything and he was fine. And boy, when he flew out of that boat, everybody was grabbing for him, trying to do what they could, and pulled him in. And he was bloodied up because he was panicked and he didn't exactly float. And it's actually lucky that he was pulled up. Anyway, thanks for that email. Let's go to this next one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, what a mess Cuba is. I don't know if you've talked about it. I know you have a connection to it. And did you see what the governor of Florida said about Cubans and the situation? Because there was all kinds of protests over food and energy shortages and blackouts and the kind of struggles that they're having. Yeah, what DeSantis said is he's asking the president to authorize the U.S. to beam internet access for the Cuban people, because this is part of the problem, right? The communist regime there, you don't have the internet that you have like we have, even in rural areas in the United States. So the voices are snuffed out because they're on the island unless you get out of that situation. So yeah, DeSantis was at a news conference on Thursday, and he was there with the FCC commissioner, and they were talking about having the power to send internet access to Cuba if the White House, they have it, if the White House will give them the green light. You know, there's a big Cuban population in the city of Miami, and the Cuban people are protesting, and the Cuban Americans in the United States are seeing this, and they know what this means. So to get the information, you got to have the means to transmit the information. let's see what happens. A lot of Republicans are calling on the administration to support Cubans speaking out against communism and what's happening in the country. DeSantis noted that internet access restrictions are one of the many ways the Cuban regime silences the dissent among its peoples. And I know a couple of people that have gone to Cuba, and that's absolutely 100% right, that there is no voice other than the people that go and are lucky enough to be there and visit and get out, or those that escape. So let's see what happens. They just have to get that clear signal to make it happen. Yeah, it's a shame. And of course, this has been going on forever. Let's move on to this one. This one is from Matt. And Matt says, "Hi, Kate. I have been listening to the show. I love some of what you talk about on the show. I love the fact that you're a clear voice for let's have the conversation instead of screaming at each other. You probably would have made more money, though, if you did what all those other guys do and just kept hitting the same thing, I'm assuming. But I like the fact that you don't, and that you listen to what people say and you give people space to have conversations. Plus, I enjoy the authors that you have on. You're giving voice to the people who don't normally have a voice, which makes sense for the kind of show that you're doing. So I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. And when you go and see that Stillwater movie with Matt Damon, please let us know if it's worthwhile. I'm very, very curious about that. As a former Oklahoman, I like that fact that he really embodies, I suppose, based on what you said the other night, the idea of somebody being from Oklahoma and their daughter being tied up in a region and a part of the world and being thrown in prison in a shocking manner. I don't know. I thought that it sounded like a pretty good movie. Yeah, you know, you're right, of course. I will go and see that, and I will definitely give you a review of it. We're trying to get Matt Damon to come on, actually, or Tom McCarthy, who's the director, but he's a very humble, lunch pail, kind of blue-collar laborer. That's what he portrays in the movie, and a family man, and his college-aged daughter calls from prison in France. Can you imagine that happening? And this is how it plays out, apparently, in this movie. All right, we move from the mailbag to a conversation with someone who I think you're going to love. Talk about a refreshing perspective, and we're adding these voices to the show. Jesse Pruitt is up next.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the Joint Futures Forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News. Nearly 40 million American families with about 65 million children are now receiving the first payments from the new expanded child tax credits that were created by President Biden's American Rescue Plan. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. Gerald Ramos, 41, faces five life sentences without the possibility of parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jesse Pruitt joins us. And there's a couple of books that we're going to talk about with Jesse's. One is called America Danger Close, and the second one is Honey for Your Soul. Jesse, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and I think this book especially is fascinating, talking about what's happening in America. And you said it, America Danger Close. I mean, the title tells it all. Will it be revival or revolution? So tell us about that book. How did you arrive at it?
Well, this just came from my heart. As I told you, I've grown as a writer since I wrote this. The content, I believe, is great. My format could probably use a little tweaking. But anyway, it's just a burden on my heart for the fact that I believe we're losing a lot of the sight of how America began. And if we lose our history, we lose, you know, where we came from, we have no idea where we're going. And a lot of people have said similar things. So I just kind of wrote from my heart. And I guess you might say it's kind of a warning, but at the same time, it addresses what I believe is critical conditions. And I list those in the book, critical condition of the heart, critical condition of the home, the critical condition of the house of God, and also the homeland. Those are my main points. And it just gets back to a heart problem in America. And I believe that America's problems, so many different groups of folks want to try to fix America based on social issues. And we do have social problems and racial problems and all kinds of things. But our basic problem is a spiritual problem. And I believe that's kind of where I came from with that thing, because if we address the spiritual issues, then the other things begin to fall into place in the proper order.
Yeah, and for you, I love what you described. Like, you grew up in what you called kind of like Mayberry. So, you know, you had this great, your eyes are big. I can just see you. You're fishing. You're hanging out. It's like, whoa, what is going on here once I get out into the world? And, you know, there is something to that, that innocence, that just living life, just enjoying the people around you. And because of, like, what you said, this push-pull we have, a lot of times I think nowadays it's become very difficult for people, right? There's, like, built-in animosity.
Yes, it really has. And unless anyone think I grew up in North Carolina, mm-hmm. I didn't. I grew up in West Central Louisiana. But I called it Mayberry simply because the home that I grew up in, I grew up in a pastor's home. We lived in a rural setting. We fished and we hunted and we did all those things. I did a lot of stuff with my dad and, you know, get to ride my bicycle down the dirt roads. And we lived a half mile off what we call the Blacktop Highway. And I wrote a little paper about that called the Polka Dot Road. And it was, we had free range cattle. And so you can imagine riding a bicycle around certain objects. I called it the Polka Dot Road. You learn to be a good driver.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, there was an innocence there because we never locked our homes. You know, we never had to. I mean, we lived in a place that we felt safe. We felt secure. And someone may say, well, you know, you were sheltered. But I believe that I was brought up in a place that would say, this is what America should be. And I wish that for every American. I wish that for every person. Everyone ought to have that sense of security and safety, you know, that I experienced. We swam in the creeks and we caught frogs and just, you know, just all that kid stuff. And, yeah, that's the way I grew up.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you're right. Everybody should feel safe. What's really cool, if we fast forward and we look at your life, and you and I talked about this, and I think it's interesting to mention this, is going to college, Liberty U, and at one point, how do you become Jerry Falwell's bodyguard? Boy, you could write a whole other story on that.
Yeah, we could do that. I try not to name too many names. I get in trouble when I do that. You know, and I don't want to put someone in a place they don't want to be. But at the same time, literally, Kate, God did it. I mean, it was just being at the right place at the right time, and it was something that God just put in order. But I had been a deputy sheriff, and I knew that I didn't want to wear polyester the rest of my days. I said, you know, I want to kind of finish my education and try to, you know, do some ministry and different things too. But I knew I had to work until that time. So long story short, we applied up there and they accepted and we went. And it just caught them at the right time. And they found that I had been a deputy. And so they put me on the campus police and security force there. And things just kind of grew, you know, the wonderful, wonderful people there. Just, I could name a bunch of names, but I won't because I'll probably leave somebody out. But they were just the most wonderful and accepting and beautiful people that helped me. And, I just kind of worked my way up through it, you know, to the point where all those that made sergeant and above were part of his, you know, protection team, and things just kind of grew from there. It got wild in those days, but I met a lot of lifelong friends, you know, just.
Yeah, from the people you rubbed elbows with. I mean, so interesting. And when ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your book, America Danger Close?
Well, I would like them to see it, even though we published it in 2012. And it's, you know, it's 2 years old, but it's still alive. It's live on the publisher's website, Westbow Press, is still live. And most books, or many books, I'll put it that way, are usually not live anymore. But this one here, for some reason, is still alive. And I want people to see, basically, not from a political standpoint. So many have said, oh, you're just, you know, writing or preaching about politics. No, well, I'm actually speaking from a position of experience, and I want them to understand that it's a spiritual problem, and all of our political issues can be solved at least to a point of, you know, tolerance if we'll get the spiritual part right. And I hope that people will read this and say, you know, yeah, we they may not agree with everything I say about the founding fathers and all that kind of stuff, but at least you can see that, that the folks that came here and established this country to give us the freedom we talked about, that little Mayberry experience, I mean, the people who gave us that and the folks who have maintained that over the years that have fought, bled, and died for that freedom, we can't lose that. We just absolutely cannot lose that. Mm. And I believe we have to get our heads back in the game and realize that, you know, everybody wants to be free and everybody wants their way. But if everybody has their way, you know, it's not going to work. We have to go back to what they envisioned for us in order for us all to have the freedom. And the freedom's there in the Constitution. And boy, we could get into a big old fight over that. But you know,
oh yeah, listen, I grew up in Philly. I grew up too, you know, a stone's throw away from liberty and the founding fathers and the Constitution.
Yeah.
So I hear you. We could talk about that for a long time. Sometime you and I will have a glass of tea and talk about that. All right. So you have another book called Honey for Your Soul: A Daily Devotional for Peace in a Chaotic World. I love this because it's that quick hit of I want to feel good. Oh, make me feel good, Jesse.
Yeah.
So tell us about this.
Okay, this one, before I left to go to Liberty University, and this was in like 94, our pastor had been kind of working with me. I had been, you know, a little bit, I guess you might say, just kind of depressed a little bit about ministry. Things, you know, don't work out when you're young. Things don't work out perfectly. You kind of get a little bit down in the mouth. Well, he helped me, and he told me, he said, read through Proverbs. And he got me reading on the first day of the month, read the first chapter and so forth, and then just keep doing that over and over and over again, and some other readings as well. Well, I've done that for so many years, and last year, as I was reading, I got to chapter 24, which is the 24th chapter, of course, in this book, and I saw verses 13 and 14, my son, eat honey, for it is good. Yes, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. And he said, knowing that wisdom, and this is all about wisdom, God's wisdom, is thus for your soul. And if you find it, there'll be a future and you hope not be cut off. So that 24th chapter said, God's wisdom will be to my soul as honey is to my taste. And somehow that just came alive. I can't explain that to anyone, but I knew at that moment I had to write a devotional book on Proverbs. And I said, oh, heavens, I'm in trouble. This is going to be tough. But he got me through it, and I believe it's a pretty good book. And I believe it will be a blessing to anyone who reads it. I believe there's a lot of wisdom. We just kind of took the focal point. Dr. J. Vernon McGee helped me a lot in his writings and many others, and I talk about those people in there. But I believe that it's really a good help for anyone who just says, look, I'm sick of the chaos and the craziness of this world, and I just want to find some peace. Well, the only true and lasting peace, I believe, Kate, is found in Jesus Christ and in God's Word. And everyone, of course, you know, has the freedom to believe. I don't want to push my belief on anyone, but at the same time, I want to have the freedom, just as they would have, to offer, say, look, I believe, you know, the answer is here. And that's what this is about. And all I've asked anyone to do is just give it a shot and see. It's not just, you know, to sell another book. But the thing is that I want everyone to have this in their hand and let them say, you know, look, this has helped me. And it's God's word. It's not what Jesse said, but it's God's word that's helped me. So that's kind of where we went with that one.
Yeah, I love it. Two different kinds of books, America, Danger Close, Honey for Your Soul. Jesse Pruitt, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
Delaney, we have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for hanging out with us. I'll tell you what, boy, mic drop moments, and thanks to many of you who have sent me your own version of mic drop moments. We're going to have, I think, an upcoming segment where I do the ones that you suggest, but I found so many recently that I feel compelled to give you one of the more interesting ones that I found. 17 contact lenses. Think about that. Stored up in boxes? No. Stored up in someone's eye. They were found in the eye of a woman who was about to have cataract surgery. The 67-year-old had no idea where those contact lenses had gone and just thought she had dry eyes. Oh, my eyes. They must be dry. Let me put in some more contacts. Oh, my eyes. They must be dry. Let me do it again. Ah, my eyes. I don't know what's going on. Let me put some on in my eyes again. The ophthalmologist said that they found an additional 10 contact lenses in the eyes. So, and they said they never saw anything like that before. 17 lenses were stuck together. 17 lenses. Wouldn't you be irritated by that? The patient wore disposable contact lenses for 35 years and didn't visit the ophthalmologist often enough. So she was stunned. She's blown away. When she saw what happened 2 weeks after she removed the lenses, her eyes felt more comfortable, and they were just normal discomfort if she had any at all. So then she didn't need the cataract surgery. Mic drop. I can see clearly now that I can find my contact lenses. You know, that's freaky to me. How many of you out there wear contact lenses and you think they fell out. You think one fell out. I mean, I always had like Wonder Woman vision, and then all of a sudden one day, not as good. I mean, it still wasn't awful, but I needed glasses. I needed something to correct it. And of course, I made the decision that, oh, well, yes, I must do the contact lens thing. I might have told the story before, so you can just not listen if you've heard it. But I really knew I never had anything with my eyes. Never, never really lucky that way. Was no glasses as a kid, none of that kind of stuff. You know, in fact, like all of you, I just wanted to get perfect numbers when I did my eye tests. I wanted to get an A+ because I figured they were grading me. It's an A-E-R-O. What about the next line? You know, and they're like minuscule. N-Z. So then when that happens, eventually I go to an ophthalmologist reluctantly, but I go, and they were great. They were cool. And they're doing the whole eye thing, and they said, well, you know, how about contact lenses? I said, boy, I never had to put anything in my eye. I don't know about that. Oh, no, it's so easy. They talked me into it. Oh, it's a piece of cake. Because you want to be able to wear sunglasses when you're out in the sun. You want to be able to do that. All right. So I get the contact lenses. Oh, how hard can this be? I'm not kidding you. That ophthalmologist had to cancel their lunch to try to teach me how to put it in my eyes. It's like I have big eyes, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get my eye open enough where I could stick the lens thing in. So when I heard about this story about the woman and the lenses, in a way it kind of freaked me out because I thought, oh, please, years from now, that's not going to be me. And I have no idea what's going on. My eyes are killing me because I've been putting contact lenses on top of contact lenses on top of contact lenses, and I have no idea. I just think the same thing, that I have dry eye. There is like a lesson in that. And the ophthalmologist was just absolutely blown away. All right, this next story might freak you out a little bit. In fact, Alex Knutson, who is our technical maestro for this particular show, he and I were talking off the mic, and I was telling him that I had this story that I thought was pretty freaky and almost could be a mic drop moment. How about the sharks they caught in the Mississippi River near St. Louis? They did. So how did they get there? A pair of researchers released a new report about instances, this is freaky, of bull sharks traveling more than 1,100 miles up the Mississippi River from the Gulf of Mexico to that St. Louis area. A paleontologist, Dr. Ryan Schell, a researcher at the Cincinnati Museum Center, just so you know his credentials, and his colleague, a librarian, at WVU, Potomac State University, went through a number of possible hoaxes and false reports to find the real instances of sharks being spotted in the area. And apparently, yes, that has happened. So now, how many people are swimming in the Mississippi River? But bull sharks? Ooh, and bull sharks are bad. I mean, you don't want to get bitten by a bull shark. So I'm thinking, well, yeah, maybe people don't swim in the Mississippi River, but they could get in kayaks. They could be paddle boarding. And then what if you flip over on the paddle board or the kayak flips over? Or you're in a sailboat or something else, or a canoe. I mean, certainly that could happen. You're not expecting that there could be a bull shark. That, you know, random sharks could suddenly be, you know, in the Mississippi River. So I think it's best if I don't hear stories like that, right? I think it's best. I really do. I was talking to a buddy who has a restaurant that used to have a salad bar, and this is something people are talking about. What are things that are you're never going to have really, truly again in your life, most likely, at least not on a great big scale, that we used to enjoy? And I love salad bars. You know, they put the sneeze shield on, and if they're a good salad bar is a good salad bar. I'm talking about like the cold salad bars, right? Where you have the beets and you have the eggs and you've got the garbanzo beans and, you know, everything's all shredded up and nice. You got all the healthy stuff, you mix it in. So you know, this, it, even in the grocery stores, they started to have salad bars because it was so big. But Wegmans, which is a huge grocery chain in the East Coast, they say they're not going to reopen salad bars. That they have reopened some other self-serve food items, like a wing bar, but they're keeping the salad bars closed because, you know, what grocers and analysts are saying, that a combination of factors is keeping stores from rushing to bring back salad bars. Customers are buying more groceries online, working more from home still. More, some of them, than even they were before the pandemic, of course. We knew that. And it reduces the need for those midday trips to the salad bar, because that's when that happened. And then other customers are worried about it because of the whole sanitary thing. But before the pandemic, salad bars and other prepared foods were actually more important for grocers because they drove customers to the shop in person. So people who were busy, oh, let's pick up a salad. Oh, we just went to the gym, I'm going to get a salad. Oh, let's meet over their salad bar over at Wegmans or wherever, and they have tables, we can eat there. That's something good that we can get. But grocers don't want to serve foods they can't sell. So they're keeping them closed and using the space for other pre-made things that have a chance to sell better. So we might see that salad bars are back only in a limited number of places. Restaurants, too, same thing, right? If it's all prepackaged, that's a whole different thing. I'm talking about you go to the salad bar. They used to weigh it. At the market that I went to, and it was back east, too, that you would go through the salad bar, and it was mini salad bar, but really good, and fresh food, and had the sleeve, you know, the sneeze sleeve on it. And then they would weigh it, and that's how they would charge you, by how much it weighed. And a lot of people went through that way. So how interesting that that's like a big loss leader. I mean, who's really thinking about that? And there's restaurants completely dedicated to just that, to just, it's all about salad. All right, the music means we are out of time for this hour anyway. Watch out for those sharks in the Mississippi River. Stay safe, everybody, and thanks for listening to this hour.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.